Hello, double trouble, boil and bubble.
What are we bubbling today, Stephanie?
Something in the bottom of the grinder.
So I was going layer by layer, scooping up a teeny bit of wheat, and then going into the bottom of my grinder, scooping up a little bit of hash. A little bit of wheat, a little bit of hash. So guess what, people? And by the way, it's a mix. It's a mix of, like, most of it is green crack, great white. Oh, yeah, it's a really mix. So let's see how this goes. Whenever you hear a direct scream.
Yes, I apologize. Sometimes I forget that it's...
What do you feel about that?
Want to join?
Yeah.
Do
you feel the taste?
Hold on 2 seconds. Going out to play. Okay, so they're at curling. Her aunt and the girl parents are curling late tonight. Girls have gone off to play. So that means that they are off playing, correct?
Okay.
Not left. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Which means
you got 10.
Grandma interpreting here. We have like a good chunk of time. We got at least 2 hours.
Okay. Good.
That's why I got a little bit nervous. I'm like, wait a minute.
Maybe we've only been talking for a minute and 45 seconds.
Not even, because we've paused it.
We've been doing a lot of jumping though. I've noticed time jumping lately. I can go from experiencing an hour as if it's 5 hours, and then go from experiencing 5 hours into 10 minutes. I don't know why I've been doing this weird jumping thing, because it's so much fun.
But you know what? It's pretty... I am bullhopping. I'm sorry.
You felt me looking at you, didn't you?
Snickers. Sorry.
You know what? She's getting used to my feeling my energy with my eyes. My eyes just do so much talking.
That's true.
Yeah, she can read my mind now. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I just looked at her and I'm like, oh, girl. That's
good. I just felt like an arrow, like, boom, like, oh, I'm bow harking. I don't even know if it's lit. Here.
Yep.
Oh, buddy. Bow hogging, bow guard.
Something.
Bow guarding. Bow guard. Wasn't he an artist of sorts? Composer?
I think about Mozart.
Beauregard. No, Beauregard.
Maybe.
Why is that? That's a really... Beauregard. I resonate with that. I don't know what it is.
Beauregard?
Yeah, something like that. Beauregard. That's it. I got really excited there. I apologize.
They're so funny. There's actually one video for it. Violet Beauregard. Oh, it's talking about that. It's saying Beauregard. What came up for Beauregard was Violet Beauregard off of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate
Factory. Oh my god!
You're channeling the grape girl. I was hoping that some, like, composer would come up and I'll play for you.
Beauregard. No, there's, he's like a Viking or something. He's like in the Bartholomew area, kind of region. I like that name though, Bartholomew. I'm going to name my dog Bartholomew.
And no, that's going to be another inside joke in the community.
Female.
You know what you just did, right? You know what you just did? You know that you're going to want to name your dog Bartholomew, because you know Kirk's name is Bartholomew, and you know you guys are going to have something going on, and you know you're going to, like, make it a joke about it and rub it in his face all the time.
Oh, watch his name. It's calling Ginger.
Bartholomew is different.
Or, yeah, okay, if we all both all of you, then you will. That's true. Anyway, it's... Oh, yeah, he's... You know why? Because we're going to be in the middle of nowhere. I'm going to be happily single, but not really feeling like it because we're all kind of in a little family of our own. But he's like my little sex friend. Middle of the night, I'm going to walk next door.
Do you have the lighter?
No, you do, dear.
Smack my
candle,
head.
Hun. Candle.
My skin is so dry. This winter is drying me out. I'm begging for a nice rainy day. I cannot wait to go outside and play in the rain. Oh my goodness. My neighbors are going to think I've gone loco. And I can just hear their voices over there. What do we call them next door? A nice term, because they're nice people, but something that suits them. What is our code word for my neighbors? Mm-hmm. What is our code word for them?
Hold on. I went somewhere else. What?
I said, we need a code word for my neighbors. Something nice, like, you know, because they're nice people, but something that actually really describes them good. So that way when we're talking about them, we know, but nobody else knows.
Frou frou.
Oh, you're getting nasty with it, eh?
No.
Oh, you go.
No. I'm not getting nasty.
Okay. Frou frou.
But I don't associate them with necessarily...
Oh, yeah, you're saying both of them are frou-frou.
Yeah, because they're kind of, like, really superficial, and, like, they like the frills and the big shine, and, like,
yes, my toilet flushes better than your toilet. I agree. I feel like I'm no frills, and they're so-bees.
Yes! Yes! And the only people that think that is them, so it makes it weird.
Yeah.
Right? And we're just looking at them like... Okay, that's nice. My kids are happy playing in the hose water.
Yeah, I know, eh? Oh my god, the way they looked at me last summer with my green pool.
Oh my
every time
god.
The kids were swimming in the green pool, I'm like, why? It's clean. It's just green because of I can't seem to chlorinate properly. Like, my pool's clean, but I'm a new pool owner, guys. And... I really am not experienced with the whole machinery thing. And I'm not a machine girl.
She's used to the rivers and the lakes doing it for you.
Yes. Okay.
But
my pool always turns green. I try so hard. It's been 2 years now. I can't seem to keep it from going green.
Do and salt so water funny. This year.
Can't.
Why?
Because I have the metal framing. The salt, it eats the metal.
You're only going to need it for another year. Tops.
No, but I have a very, very expensive filter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I bought like a $300 filter for my pool. My filter prop. And it's sand filtered.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So, it's like a really nice, nice, nice pump. Oh, I can't wait to have my pool now. And the summer. And the nakedness. And my neighbors watching. Hey, now. Just ignore me. Too bad that you built your fucking porch over the fence.
Right? Thank you very much.
So look at my naked fucking ass.
That's right. But don't look too hard or your woman's going to strike you.
I know. You could tell he wants it so bad. That's so
and
awful.
I will make sure that every time I get out, my ass, because my big luscious ass don't fit in that little person fucking laugh of a ladder.
You know what though? It's not
so
even that.
So I gotta shuffle sideways.
It's not even that. You know, like
pointing to handle.
I think we have to start embracing bodies in a different sense. There is no one body type that is more beautiful than another. They're all so uniquely beautiful. Mm-hmm. Whether it's very super slender and langly. To even the fuller, more curvier skins with the dimples and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like each has their own poetry because it's like the story of their lives. You know?
Yeah.
Our bodies are just such telltales of who we are.
Pause that thought for a second because someone's nattering quite loudly. They're telling me to ask you with a please and a thank you. To remind me to go back into the previous podcast, review it, jot down the content we discussed, and then list it in the details. Can you please remind me to do that?
I do that. I hear baking. And I don't mean the one that we're doing right now.
You said you hear baking. Oh,
dude, this weed.
I hear baking. We just smoked the lair. We just smoked the lair of crystals.
Yes, we did.
I'm seeing colors. That's so
cool. Bogart. 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 It's good shit. Bogart. I apologize. Oh, you know what, guys? I think within 3 years, I'm going to have a super witchy voice because of all of me.
No.
You know
because
my problem is, here, you finish that.
I think that's out, huh?
Okay, you put it out because I can't reach it. My boob is in my way. Yeah. See?
Holy vein match. Look at the size of your vein.
I know. Nobody has problems finding it. I know.
It's the size of a major artery.
I actually had a nurse one time not able to find it. She kept poking me in different areas. I said, my vein's right there.
Yeah.
And then she poked me on the other side of it. I'm like, my vein is right there. After the fifth poke,
you see it from Mars.
I said to her, I said, can you stop? I said, can you get me more experienced nurse? She's like, I've been working here so much. I said, if you can't see my vein, you're not supposed to be working here. And then this other, like, older kind of African lady walks in. She's like, oh, what the hell is right there? Yeah, and you could tell she was pissed off, right?
Yeah.
Because she had to come
in. Waste time.
I know.
Like, you can see it from Mars.
Yeah. I know.
See, mine tend to shrivel up because I don't drink enough water in the morning. And I get my blood done. I don't know. I get my blood done. I need... Oh. No, it's fine.
What were we talking about before my vein popped? And you just, like, went after my vein. You know she's a nurse when she gets, like, super excited about your vein being, like, so visible. Bump. If anything happens to you, I know where to get it to you.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think I'm gonna go. I'm gonna do the Herbal Academy thing. So it's an online.
Do not move your head that fast at that speed.
I didn't move anything.
No, but I did. I'm telling you, don't do it. It wasn't wise for me. Just do me a favor. Do me a favor. Just do one of these right now. Oh.
What?
Do one of those.
What?
Do one of those.
Oh.
Okay. Oh. So I'm like really quickly jerking my head around, like looking
straight. 90 degrees, you know.
It's my brain
straight
is
and like da-da-da.
Left.
Da-da-da. Right. Wait. Nope. I got that reverse.
You know, I have to start.
Stop.
Oh, just yeah. Listen. Press X.
Hello.
Hello, señorita. ¿Cómo estás?
Hola.
She's like, I don't speak Spanish.
Well, you don't speak Spanish. I'm one of those English assholes that went over and thought I knew better than them. I'm sorry.
See, I think you've done a lot of English, guys.
I love being English. Love it. My favorite is Welsh. Yeah. I love being a Welshman.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like kilts on.
I know you are. Yep, yeah, definitely.
I play the bagpipes.
See, where me, I think I'm more. I like to scatter all over the place and be a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cool with that though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ma'am. I told myself, don't fucking eat the peanuts, man. Don't.
Why? What did you do to me?
I told you.
Can I have some, please?
Yes, you can. I'm warning you, though, that you will get the worst cotton mouth you've ever had, and you will gag on these peanuts.
I don't know. I've had pretty bad cotton mouth after, you know. After this bottle is empty, may I have it, please? No. Let me include it.
This is mine.
Okay, well, I was just asking. If you don't want to give it away, that's fine. I understand it's your peanut jar. It's okay. We don't need to start a quarrel.
You know why?
Take back your daggers. Thank you.
Because afterwards, I can wash it, and I can use it at a bulk bar for my peanuts.
That's a good idea. What I would have done with it, I'm not going to, so it's okay.
Okay, what you would have done with it?
I would have poked holes in the top, filled it with water.
Yeah.
I'm not going to steal it. It's okay. You don't have to lick your property. She's like licking the jar. Shit. What was I saying? Oh, right. And then it's a rain watering can. It mimics the raindrops. I have a little.
I would rather use like a plastic for that kind of thing. You wouldn't use glass and poke holes through it. How do you poke holes through glass?
Through the tin in the top.
Oh, through the tin in the top.
And you go poke.
You know, and here I am, people. I would be using a plastic. Use a plastic for that. Because you know what? The glass it gets so heavy. And then you have more chances of slippering.
Slippering?
Okay. It's a word. Look it up.
Don't question me.
Slippering. Okay, Google. Is slippering a word?
Here's a summary for Wikipedia. A slippering is a term for the act of smacking the buttocks. The verb to slipper means to give a slippering.
Oh my god!
Oh my god, guys! I found my new favorite word. Oh my god! Okay. So, in case you didn't hear what my Google has told me, is a slippering is a term for the act of smacking the buttocks or the hands with a slipper as a form of corporal punishment. A slippering on the buttocks is a form of spanking. It is much more common method than slippering on the hands. The verb to slipper means to give a slippering.
That is so funny because you've told me a few times how much you love that.
I love doing that stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, yeah. You know what? I really need my mate to like spankings or it just won't work out.
He's going to be pretty kinky because your holes are going to be in.
Oh my god, you know what we're going to do? I totally want after like we hunt a deer for a season and I want to make sure that he has like the whole pelt and I'll have the female deer pelt and we're gonna like totally run buck naked through the forest in the community like chasing each other down, you know, and doing like a weird mating ritual. You guys are gonna be like, guys don't go out there, it's a deer. Kids don't wanna play out there.
You
tonight.
Know what? We're gonna have to have a glow stick system.
Nah, I was out there.
I know. So we're going to have a glow stick system, right? So before you leave, like, the hemmed property into the brush with whoever, whatever you're doing, you leave a glow stick where you are.
Yeah? Okie dokie.
Not true. We have that many more minutes.
No, because I want you to eat the food.
Okay, we'll be down in 2 minutes.
I'll call you down because I have a timer.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
But yeah, we put a glow stick there. That way we know, hey, someone's out.
It's after dark. Actually, I just think it's a system. I'm just going to be going over on my little radio and like doing on the community channel that everybody has to have on at all times. And I'll just be like, shh, guys, doing some moonwalking tonight. Just letting you know.
You know what we should do? We need to do compass runs so that all the kids know how to use a compass.
Oh, yeah, for sure. How did me running through the forest naked become a compass run? Let me talk 30.
I have no idea.
Stephanie's like, so I know how to find you.
Right?
No. I want you to find the bushes.
Well, and then the glow stick would be like, hey, by the way, you're going to see some naked butts if you come in this direction.
Yeah, that would be nice.
It's kind of like the soft.
You know what? I'm sorry. If me and my man, if we're playing deers, and he's chasing me through, and I'm the little fawn, I'm not dropping glow sticks. I may drop little pheromones.
No, no,
here
just
and there.
One. No, no.
That's a big forest. You know, I'm going to leave one at my property. So, if you plan on going through the forest, come around my property first.
But that's what I mean. So, you've got your little house and then your groomed property, and then you've got the brush, right? So, you and Mystery Man, if you're going in this direction, you would leave a marker so that if you didn't return, we knew what direction you went to.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay, that's right.
It's
that's
a safety thing.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's a heads up. We having some private time. Very don't true. Come over here.
Very true. And I want it to be color-coded, so that way we know who's doing it.
Right? We could probably do something.
No, I don't know, because I'm really going to be like, oh, damn it, Kimmy's already in there.
But you know what? You and me will have our own secret things. We'll have like...
Yeah. Every time I
We'll have like... A bell. We got all our ribbons, different colored ribbons, and we just move the bell to the different colored ribbon. Going gone for a walk, came home.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
You know.
I'm gonna have one of those hanging outside my porch, my door.
I think that's
fantastic
idea.
We must leave.
We need to do that for everybody. We need to do one for Zeki.
Yeah.
That way we know if someone went out in the morning and they haven't been able to get
back. That's very true.
Safety first, right?
I think that's a great idea, and we should write that down. Thank God it's part of our podcast. And we'll say goodnight, peeps. Blessed be. Stay blessed.
Marry me. Boo.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.